Okay, we're going to talk about Sfichas Gula Tefillah. Well, Soloveitchik has a share about this. I'm going to take a different approach to Soloveitchik. The thing that Rav Soloveitchik does start with is that there's a difference between Arvis and Shachris regarding Sfichas Gula Tefillah. In the Shulchan Aruch it becomes clear. Source number one: Tzarchus Mokulu Letfilah V'Layasek Benayim Afilu Ba'Amin Achar Gal Yisrael. You can't even say Amin. Your sheet is right over there. Afilu Ba'Amin Achar Gal Yisrael. V'Lo B'Shum Pasuk Chutz Mi'Hashem Tzafayik Yiftah. In other words, you have to go directly from Gal Yisrael, even without saying Amin, according to some people, and Hashem Tzafayik Yiftah. And there are those that say you can answer Amen, but that's about it. You can answer Amen to God Yisrael. Aside from that, there's no hefsek at all. In Samach Tes, also the hefsek with Dvarav Chidu Ben Gula Letfila Ben Bekriyashma. Oh, I don't have a sheet for you. Vasa the hefsek with Dvarav Eidu Ben Gula Letfila or Bekriyashma or Berchosel. ולכן אסור לשליח ציבור להפסיק בין קריאה שמה לתפילה או בקריאה שמה לבשר כדי לפרוס על שמה לאוסן רבן לבית הכנסת לאחר שספלו הכל קדש וברכו וסקלו ברכס יוסר אור אבל ברכס ארגס שהיא רשוס יכול להפסיק להוציא אחר מידי לבשר. Because you can have some kind of a hefzik between gula tefillah by ארגס but not by שחרס. It doesn't say that you don't need sfichas gula tefillah, but to do certain things that would be considered a hefzik for שחרס, you're allowed to do for Arvus, but not for Shachrus. In Simon Reish Talmud Vav, Masha Machus Shliach Tzibur Rosh Chodesh Ben Kaddish the Tfilas Arvus Lo Havi Hefsek. Again, the Tfilas Arvus Lo Havi Hefsek. Kevin Shu Tzorach HaTfila. But the same thing, the parallel thing by Shachrus, it would be a Hefsek. We don't say. Like, at Shachrus, most people do is clap on a shtender to remind people of Yal V'Yavo. Arvus, somebody will scream out Yal V'Yavo, and you're allowed to. So there's a din of Sfichas Gula Tefillah by Shachris and by Arvis. By Arvis, it's much less stringent. V'chein yachlo ha-barchu lo-hotzi mishalo shamar v'lo havi hefsek. Okay, so again, so you have differences between Shachris and Arvis. There's a Ramban, Hilchos Brachos. Kol ha-oneh amin acher v'chosav hareza megune. Right, you shouldn't say amin after your own bracha. Va'oneh acher bracha shisof brachos achronos. Hareza Meshubach, like you could say, Boni Yushlaim Amen, right? Well, Boni Brachamav Yushlaim Amen, because at the end of a series of brachos, you could say Amen to the entire series of brachos. Kegon Acha Boni Yushlaim Bevech Samazon, Va'acha Bracha Achrona Shal Kriyash Mashal Arvis. V'chein B'sov Kol Bracha Shisov Brachos Achronos, One Ba'amen Achar Atzmo. So it says that you can say an Amen after the bracha achrona of Kriyash Mashal Shal Arvis. Now the question is, why say Kriyash Mashal Arvis? Gal Yisrael would say Shachris as well. Why only does the Rambam mention that you can say Amen after the Gal Yisrael of Kriyash Mashal Shachris as opposed to Arvis? Arvis as opposed to Shachris. What's the answer? Right? If we say that Amen is considered Hefsek, you shouldn't do it by Arvis. If it's not considered Hefsek, you can do it by Shachris. What's the difference? So there are two possibilities. One possibility is that Arvis, well, you have two brachos. The question is, do you look at all the brachos kriyashma, 3 in the morning, 4 at night, as one series of brachos? Or do you look at it as two separate series? There are two brachos before kriyashma, and in Shachos, one bracha after, Arvis, two brachos after. So if it's only one bracha after, it's not after a series of brachos. So therefore, there's no series, therefore you don't say Amen. But it's also possible that according to the Rambam, as we said, there's a distinction between Shachris and Arvis. Only Kriyash Mashal Arvis are you allowed to say Amen. You're not allowed to say Amen because of Smichas Gula Tefillah by Shachris. Okay? All that we did till now was just show that it's very, very possible that there are differences between Shachris and Arvis regarding the din of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Take a look, for instance, at Gemara and Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Kore Kriyashma Umispalel. We're talking about Arvis. You say Kriyashma and then you daven. Mesayale Rab Yochan, the Amar Rab Yochan, Ezehu Ben Olam Haba. Zah Somech Gula Litfila Shal Arvis. Right? We're not talking about Kriyashma Gula Litfila by Shachris. Zah Somech Gula Litfila Shal Arvis. And therefore you have to say Kriyashma and afterwards you daven. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Tfilos be'emtza tiknum. The Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is that the way that you daven is that you start Kriya Shema in the morning when you wake up, you say Tfilah Shachris, you say Mincha, you say Marvis, Arvis, and after you say Kriya Shema Alamita. Tfilos are in between the frame of Kriya Shema. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there is no Smichas Tabula Tfilos Shel Arvis because you say Kriya Shema Uberchosea after Tfilas Arvis. You don't have like we have, that's on Kontra Yochanan, we pass on Kontra Yochanan. So we have Gal Yisrael, Hashkidenu, and then we have Tefillah. According to Yoshua ben Levi, the order is reversed. My Kamifagi, what's the Machlokas? Ibais Ema Kra, Ibais Ema Sfara. Ibais Ema Sfara, there might be arguing about a Sfara. Rabbi Yochanan Sabra Geula Me'urta Nami Havi. There was a geula at night in Mitzrayim, but the major geula was in the morning. When did they leave Mitzrayim? They left Mitzrayim in the morning. But the Makas Bechoros was at night. So the beginning of the geula was already at night. So since night is a time of geula, therefore you should be some of geula for geula to feel at night also, even though Rabbi Yochanan admits that the main geula is in the morning. Rabbi Shimon Levi Savra came into Lohavi El Mitzafra. Since the real gula is only out in the morning, therefore it's not a real gula and you don't have to be so much gula to feel. Okay, that's the svara. Ibais emakra, it might be a pasuk. Ushnei mikra echad darshu. And they're both darshu in the same pasuk. Dechsiv v'shachvecha uvkumecha. There's a relationship between shachvecha uvkumecha. What's the relationship? Rabbi Yochanan savar makesh shchiva lakima. Shchiva, Arvis, is going to be the same. Kriya Shema and Arvis is going to be the same as Kriya Shema and Shachris. Makima Kriya Shema v'achar kach tefila. Just like in Shachris, first you say Kriya Shema and afterwards you daven. Af Shchiva, so too Kriya Shema alamita. Kriya Shema v'achar kach tefila. First say Kriya Shema and then tefila. Rabbi Shuvan Levi Sabar, Maka Shchiva lakima. Makima Kriya Shema samach lamita. So just like when you wake up, immediately when you get up, in the morning, you say Kriya Shema samach lamitaso. Af shchiva Kriya Shema samach lamitaso. So too at night when you go to sleep, before you go to sleep, you say Kriya Shema. Not when you're in shul and davening ma'ariv, but before you go to sleep. When we say Kriya Shema alamita, we only say it, you know, before going to sleep to be matzah min hamazikim. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi, that was the main Kriya Shema alamita samach lamitaso. Mesiv ma bered Ravina. Okay, basically, what is okay? Mesiv ma bered Ravina. Be'erim v'arich shtaim ufaneh shtaim la'achareya. V'yamir bay lisma chalok ha'samach gula letfila. After Gal Yisrael, what do we say? We say Ashkideinu. So you're not samach gula letfila. I had a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Dabay l'meim Ashkideinu. Lashkidenu is part of the geula. Okay. If you don't admit that, shachris hechi matzis samacha amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tchilo ma'ashan sasai tiftach. Right? You also have some cool feet. You say ashan sasai tiftach. Is that hechset? Lubsofu amay yugrot on my feet. And the hasam kim kinabana lemeima ashan sasai tiftach. Ketfila rechadami ashan sasai tiftach is the beginning of the tefila. Hachanami, since they were attacking, is ke geula arichta. Okay, Gula Rechtadan. Fine, that's the Gemara in Brachos. Again, the Gemara in Brachos does not discuss Smichas Gula Tfilah by Shachris. That's a given. The Machlokas is only regarding Arvis. Okay? The Tosus says, brings the Machlokas head of Haskin. Umi v'seder of Hamam Gon. Pirish, Masha'anu Amun Kaddish ben Gula Tfilah. The fact that we say Kaddish proves that you don't have to be so much Gula Tfilah. We say Kaddish. Lashmina, the lo ba'ina mismach Gula Tfilah. Why? Why don't you have to be so makulu tefillah? The tefillahs are this rishus. Because the whole din of davening at night is only rishus. We pass means rishus, it's not a chovah. And therefore there can't be a requirement to be so mech gu'ula tefillah. And then Tosas continues v'lo nehira. Dim ken Rabbi Yochanan, sfilei tefillahs arvis chovah? If so, you have to assume that Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you have to be so makulu tefillah, has to hold that tefillahs arvis is a chovah, is an obligation. The Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. If so, you should pass like Rabbi Yochanan. You should be machmir not to talk between gula and tefillah by arbis. The karmen tefillah arbis rishus. V'achav baskin k'rab Yochanan that you should be some gula tefillah tzarach loma. That filu isov Rav Yochanan k'rab gam rishus mikol makom yet you some gula tefillah. Okay. The question is, what's going on here? Why do you have to be some gula tefillah? And what should be the distinction between Shachris and Arvis? Those are our problems. Okay? There's one other Gemara that I want to bring in, and then I'll try to tie all the strings together. The Gemara Brachos Daf Tesvin Beis talks about the din of davening Vatikin. And it says, the Kriya Shema Ki Vatikin. You should daven Kriya Shema Ki Vatikin. What does Kriya Shema Ki Vatikin mean? Da'am Rav Yochanan Vatikin Hayugomu Nosa. If you finish Kriya Shema in Birchos Seah as the sun rises, why do you finish in Manei Tzachama in order to be Somech Ke'ula L'Tfila? Were you Somech Ke'ula L'Tfila today?
Sorry?
Were you Somech Ke'ula L'Tfila today?
Not according to that.
Were you Somech Ke'ula L'Tfila today?
Yes.
Yes. Did you daven Kriya Shema?
No.
So what does it mean you have to be finished Kriya Shema Iman Itzachama in order to be Somech Ke'ula L'Tfila? It sounds like there's a connection between Somech Ke'ula L'Tfila and davening Vatikin. And that if you didn't daven Vatikin, you weren't Somech Ke'ula L'Tfila at least to that extent. Right? At first it doesn't really make any sense. You could explain this more very, very simply. If you finish Kriya Shema, since you shouldn't daven Shachris before Netzachama, if you finish Kriya Shema, let's say a minute before Netzachama, so you're going to have a hafsek between Gula and Tefillah. It might be a technicality. It might not be that Vatikin and Sichas Gula and Tefillah are intertwined. It could be that if you're going to finish Kriya Shema to daven from Alos HaShachar, if you finish a half hour before, so you're going to have to wait a half hour to daven. That's not Sichas Gula and Tefillah. So finish Gal Yisrael as the sun's about to rise, so that immediately you'll be able to dive in and you won't have to wait. Okay, that would be a good explanation, right? Okay. Vatikin are yigom nosem anetzachama kedei sheyismaku l'tfila v'ninsom espalo bayom. Amar abzera maikra, what's the pasuk that you should do this, Vatikin? Yira'ucha im ha-shemesh. You should approach God as the sun rises. V'fnei areach dor dorim. Hey, Rav Yosef ben Eliakim, Mishum Kahala Kadisha Bishlayim. Kol HaSomech Gula L'Tfila Eino Somech Kol Yom Kulo. Anybody that Somech Kulo L'Tfila, he won't be hurt that entire day. Okay? Amar Rabbi La L'Ula. Ki Eilis L'Hasim, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Sha'il B'Shlomo to Rabruna. Go and send greetings to Rabruna. My brother, Rabruna Achi. B'Mamad Kol HaChabura, in front of everybody, give him kavod. The Adam Gadolhu, he's a great person. V'sameach b'mitzosu, and he loves mitzvos. How do I know this? Zimnachada, one time. Samach kula l'tfila, he was somech kula l'tfila. V'lo pasik chuchim ipume kula yuma, and the entire day he was happy because one day he was somech kula l'tfila. Right? You're smiling. You're somech kula l'tfila today, right? Your question is, every day you're so, what do you want? He's Sameach HaMitzvos. One day he was Sameach Gula L'Tfila. Every other day he talked. Right? Every other day he was Mavsek. One day he was Sameach Gula L'Tfila and he was happy the entire day. Right? He smiled all day. It doesn't make any sense. Tosos doesn't understand this Gemara and therefore Tosos says, Kol Sameach Gula L'Tfila in Onizo Vim Tomar. Halo Kol Ha'olam Samechim Gula L'Tfila. And many times we're Nizokim. What was so good about Rabuna who smiled the entire day? When it says it's referring to Vatikin. Tosas from Tosas doesn't sound like it's just a technical relationship, but actually the two are integrated. The two come together. Smichas Gula L'Tfila and Vatikin are the same idea. And therefore, what I want to do is develop what exactly is that idea. The idea, I think, is that the tefillah, essentially, is to be omid lifnei Hashem. In the share on kavanah and tefillah, we talked about that the main din of kavanah and tefillah is to feel that you're being omid lifnei Hashem and you're being ovid Hashem. If you don't have kavanah, according to the Rambam, it's as if you didn't daven, That's what Rav Chaim says. It's not considered tefillah at all. How does one put himself in a position where he feels that he's omid b'fnei Hashem? What? How does that do that for us? Okay, well, Makabal almost fine. So how am I omid b'fnei Hashem? Yeah.
If you Google specifically, so you remind yourself that we like that. Look what Hashem done to us. We kind of owe it to Him. So, and we're it proves always of it.
In what areas do we meet God? Or where or in how do we see Yad Hashem?
In our personal experiences.
Personal experiences. How else?
Historical
experiences. How else? That's historical experiences. I would say in three different areas. One area is creation, Masa Bereishis. Second area is revelation, Torah. Third area is Hashkacha, providence. Right? Providence could be historical providence, it could be personal experience. Obviously, if somebody feels that Kadosh Baruch Hu did something for him or to him and he feels close to God, it's easy to be omid b'fnei Hashem. But if you want to talk about some takana for the entire tzibur, you have to deal with historical areas of hashgacha. Right? So basically, you have these three different areas. Right? And the idea, one of the ideas of samakulu tefillah is, I think, integrated with the idea of yira'ucha im Hashem. What does yira'ucha im Hashem mean? The word. It means if you are a daven, then you have to daven when you can feel that you're approaching God. Yira'ucha, when do we feel that we see God? When all of a sudden the sun, we see nature recreating itself, a new day. All of a sudden the sun begins to shine over the horizons. Yira'ucha mashemesh, when do we see God? When nothing happens, or when all of a sudden something happens? You see the magnificence, ma'rabu ma'asecha Hashem, right? You go on top of a beautiful mountain and you see the works of God. Right? But in a day-to-day, in a routine way, there's an idea of Yira'ucha im Hashemesh. Yira'ucha im Hashemesh, the idea of Davdi Fatikin is a key in tefillah. Because by davening at the point that the sun begins the break of dawn, a new day rising is again having a sense of God as creator. Through nature, you feel that God is there. God who created nature all of a sudden once again is expressing yourself. Proof of this idea, take a look at source number 12. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, mitzvah l'spal imdum dumechama. Here we're talking about tefillas mincha. You should daven mincha as the sun's about to set. V'amar Rav Zera, my cry, yira'uchem Hashem shofnei reich todorim, the same pasuk. When should you daven mincha? When you feel that you're standing in front of God. There is no ge'ula to talk about by mincha, it's just ashrei. So what you do, daven mincha when you see the sun beginning to set. Light the alei b'maraba, amad matin v'mechaba, my time to duma mitrof alei shaita. Right? In Maraba, in Eretz Yisrael, they curse the person who would do such a... No, I'm sorry, Maraba is in... Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, they would curse the person who would daven mincha in dum d'mechaba, because... In Maraba they weren't Hasidim. You might daven Chas V'Shalom after Shkia, right? So don't do that. It's dangerous. But the idea of Yira'ucha Hashem Shavatikin is a keen feeling. It's a way of feeling that you're omed b'fnei Hashem. Yira'ucha Hashem, and that's the time to daven. So the idea of Atikin is a way of feeling that you're omed b'fnei Hashem. What I want to claim is that the same idea applies to Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. Why are we Samekula L'Tefillah? We're Samekula L'Tefillah because we once again remember the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, in a national, historical sense, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God Yisrael, and at that point, when we feel the act of God and how He affected us, that's the point to daven. Take a look at the Yerushalmi. Amrav Ami, kol mi she'eino tokev. Geula Eshenu Tokev LeGeula Tfila L'mahu Dome La'ovo Shel Melech Sheba V'hirtzek Al Petcho. Somebody who is a ohev, a friend of an acquaintance of the king, knocks on the door of the castle. Petcho Shel Melech Yatzel Leida Mahu Mavakesh. The Melech opens up the door to find out why are you knocking on the door. Umatzo Sheflig. Oh, who is he? And he wakes, and he opens the door, and he sees that the person who knocked went away, so the melech goes away too. In other words, the idea of knocking on the door is that you're approaching the king. He's there. Now's the time to daven. You mentioned geula, now is the time. Now the king opened the door. Now's the time to speak to him. Rashi in Brachos, Zasonik geula, v'kol shekin shakris, deka geula b'mitzrayim v'shakris habi. Usnichas gula tefila ramza David b'sefer Tehillim dechsiv Hashem tzuri v'goali v'samach le yanchal Hashem b'yom tzara. Aminu brachas Yerushalmi mi she'en. By the way, it's very very rare that Rashi quotes Yerushalmi. He doesn't do it often. Here's one of the places. Aminu brachas Yerushalmi mi she'en usnichas gula tefila l'mau dome la'ovah shomelch shabav v'davaka petchos shomelch yatzah melch matzah shehiv l'gafu yiflig elayei adam mekarev l'karish baruch hu elav. He should approach and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umratzeu b'teshbachot u'kulusim shal yitziyat Mitzrayim u'mitkarev elav u'va'odo karov elav yeshol tefilat tzrachav. Right? Hashem tzuri v'gali yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. Yeah.
Is there an understanding? It seems that like it doesn't fit great because Geula seems to be a more us-focused aspect of like we are approaching Hashem and it's much like we're bringing Hashem to us.
I don't care what the direction is. The point is that you could daven, or davening is more of a possibility when you feel that sense of being omen of Hashem. I don't want to talk about Berachas Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema brings in the idea of revelation as well. Avas Olam, the bracha of Avas Olam brings in revelation as well. But the idea of Smichas Geula L'Tfila specifically, and Berachas Kriya Shema ending with Geula, as a introduction to Tfila, I think is this idea. And therefore this idea of Vatikin and Gula Tfila, of creation and Hashkacha coming together as you're being Omed Lifnei Hashem, it's really one idea. And therefore Vatikin and Tzvichas Gula Tfila are integrate. And therefore when Tosa says, when the Gemara says Tzvichas Gula Tfila, it's referring to Vatikin, we understand what it's talking about. Because Yira'ucha Em HaShemesh and Hashem Tzuri V'Go'ali are the same idea. Yeah.
Does this call an idea to have large windows on the eastern side of the shul? Because the shul that we're like back in Brooklyn has that. I'm not sure if it's actually the source or just happened to be that way. I'm saying, is there an idea to do that? Or
do they dan vatigi?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I don't know. It's not a halachic source, but in terms of the idea, when dam ratikin, if you're in a small little room, like I dam ratikin this morning in Breslov and Yerushalayim, none of us saw you couldn't see the sun today even if you wanted to, but even on a sunny day, you wouldn't see anything. Yeah?
And you said it's a kiyum for dam ratikin. Is it a lacking if we don't?
I'm not talking about that. There are, again, how important is Vatikin? That's a different topic. I'm just saying the idea of Vatikin, this is the idea. It's an important idea. Again, is it Lechatchila? Is it B'dieved? You know, is it more important than learning, you know, night Seder till 2 o'clock in the morning, which I'm sure you do? I mean, there are questions. You know, when you get a Vatikin, there are, you know, you have to give up on certain things also. So you have to understand whether it's worth it or not. There are some that say if you don't Vatikin, you're probably Krishna because you daven Kriyash not too early, so you know it's not so simple. But people that daven Vatikin, that's certainly something that's getting earlier, so it's not easy anymore. Okay, anyway, but we're not going to talk about right now whether you should or shouldn't daven Vatikin. Rav Lichtenstein is a big enough cuddle for you. Rav Lichtenstein is a big enough cuddle for you.
I think so.
He doesn't have Vatikin. Okay. I'm just a small person, therefore I need any schus I can get. So
maybe we should also daven Vatikin.
Maybe.
Do you daven Vatikin every day?
No.
Today.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's one. That's the idea of a tikkun. Okay. That in or it's a kiyum in tefillah. Smichas gula tefillah is a kiyum in tefillah, not a kiyum in gula. Gula is an introduction that enables one to daven in a proper way. Okay. And therefore, certainly that Yerucha Mashemesh is a kiyum in tefillah. That we all agree. It's not a kiyum in gula because there is no gula by mincha. Yerucha Mashemesh is a kiyum in tefillah. And since Yerucha Mashemesh Vatikin is connected to Smichas Gula Tefillah, therefore Smichas Gula Tefillah is also Kim in Tefillah. That's, I think, the idea that you have expressed in the Yerushalmi. Now, there's another idea of Smichas Gula Tefillah that's mentioned by Rabbi Yonah. In source number 11, Yesh lahakros v'chim neshe some gula letefillah yesh lo schar kol kach sheyaben olam haba v'omer mori harav. Rabbi Yonah said shatam shezocher l'schar gadol kazeh. For what purpose did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us to Mitzrayim? To be an evident to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shneemar, Ki Avadayim, Asher Hoceiti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. V'atfilah hi avodah kedaminam v'avadtem et Hashem Elokechem, zohi tefilah. U'kshemaz ki yetzei Mitzrayim mitpaleh miyad, mar'eh shekemo she'eved shekoneh oto rabo, chayv lasof mitzvot rabo. Kenu makir atova v'agula shegal otanu ha'borei.
So he's explaining that the membra call us somit gula tefillah sha'arbis. You're zochir chayu olam haba. Why? Why? What does Rabbi Yonah say? What's the reason? Wrong. Because it enhances your gula. Gal Yisrael, HaKadosh calls us to be avada. If we just say thank you for being Golas and then we're not Ovid Hashem, then it's empty. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, that's what Rabbi Yonah says. He saved us for a purpose. Ki avadai heim. Asher hoceiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. So if we talk about the Geula and then we don't come to the logical conclusion that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, therefore we have to serve him, so our claim, our mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us is empty. Yeah.
You mentioned that the chiyuv for someone called tefillah from Arad is less stringent than Shaharim because Arad is not chiyuv to the tefillah. That would suggest that the soul of tefillah
you're jumping way too ahead. Okay, you got it, but wait 1 second. Right? That it's a kim in Geula. When you say God Yisrael, therefore what? Therefore nothing. Thank you. That's it. Or therefore, I have to worship you. Therefore, I have to serve you. Since you redeemed us, since you saved us, avadai hem ashel tzeitichem Mitzrayim. Because according to Rabbi Yonah, it's not a kim in tefillah, it's a kim in geula. Right? That's what he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us outside for a purpose, to be avadav. Right? Hatam shezoch ha-sraga, b'nei shakash baruch shaglan v'tzeh Mitzrayim, haya for a reason. Yotem lo lavadim. Therefore, we have to take it to the next step. Otherwise, it was just an empty hatzara. We just said, thank you for being Golas and nothing. And therefore, what you have here is two different ideas in Smichas Gula. Tfila, is it a kiyum in tfila or kiyum in gula? Or a kiyum in gula is obviously within the context of Kabbalah's Omach Shemayim. HaKadosh was Golas, and therefore we will Kabbalah Omach Shemayim, and therefore we serve him. So is it a kim in gula or a kim in tefillah? I mean, it's classic, you know? Smith's gula tefillah, kim in gula, kim in tefillah. Like any brisker can figure that out, right? But this, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi are talking about. Now, what I want to claim is that the difference between, I think you already mentioned this, the difference is between shachris and arvis. In Rav Amram Gomel is correct that an arvis, since it's reshus, it's not a kim in tefillah. But nevertheless, it's a kim in gula. And therefore, I would say that the take a look at, we say being so much to the tefillah. Take a look at the last source. Ki hadam Rav Chiya bar Ashi amarav shosht kifos heim. Take off the smicha, shchicha, take off the gula tefillah, take off the tefillah yadayim bracha. Here it's not called smicha school, called take it, right? By Arvis, it was called so much to the gula tefillah, and here it's take it. What's the meaning takif and samach? Samach is that within the context. Takif means immediate. This, what would we need immediacy for? The idea of kim in tefillah or kim in gula? For what would we need immediacy?
Tefillah.
For tefillah. Because you're only the Tefillah Hashem. Because Baruch Hu opened up the door, you cannot wait a second. You can't answer Amin. You can't pass go. You can't collect 200. You have to daven right away. The door is open, daven. Now, immediately. Without waiting a second. Without saying Yalla V'yavo. Without saying Amin. Without anything. Daven right away. But regarding the other idea, that Geula has to express itself, how, by service. It doesn't have to be immediate, it has to be within that context. So if Litzorach Tefillah, you say, Yalev Yavo, it was still okay. So what I want to say is that on Arvis, when the Chiv Tefillah is only Rishus, then the Din of Smichas Geula Tefillah is only a Kim and Geula. Shachus, when the Chiv Tefillah is the Oraisa, is the Chova. So then you have both ideas. Not only the one idea, you have both ideas that come together. It's a kim and gula as well as a kim and tefillah. But what makes it the necessity for immediacy, and that there can't be any hefsek whatsoever, take it for gula tefillah, that's the idea of kim and tefillah, yira'uchem ha-shemesh, you're being omid of me'a kadosh baruch hu. So, you know, this really goes to the heart of what tefillah is, but also I think we're kind of moving into Birchas Kriyashma, the relationship between gula and tefillah. And you know, when we daven, these things we should have in mind. That when we say Ga'ai Sol and go to Tefillah, maybe these are ways. I think one of the main problems that we have in davening is that it's hard to put ourselves in that position where we feel like we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe by paying more attention to these ideas, and to when we say Ga'ai Sol, to really think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was Goalas, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in us, in our communal, national lives, and in our personal lives, then we're able to feel that we're actually worshiping Him, serving Him, and davening to Him. So I think this is a very, very important idea. Okay, Rabbi Sai.
Doesn't this only fit really with the Rambam's pshat of Tefillah, which is Avodas Hashem, as opposed to the Ramban's, which is...
Even the Ramban admits that it's Omer Defnei Hashem. For Bakasha. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yonah is talking about Hashem Tzvim Goli, Yanka Hashem Yom Tzorah, talking about Tefillah as more as Bakasha. But certainly, you're being Mavakesh from who? Certainly, Tefillah, everybody agrees that it's been voted with Hashem. Bakasha,
okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.